But right now, we are going to talk about the opening that was created yesterday when it was announced that Josh Lewin would no longer be doing the Rangers play-by-play on television. We understand that someone up here at the Ticket has already applied for that opening, Rangers play-by-play man, and we have the tape. Now, we've not listened to this. We don't know who it is. We just found it in our mailroom. An intern delivered it to us because it said, package, send to Texas Rangers for play-by-play job.
Written in crayon. It's kind of, maybe should have rethought that.
So we decided we'd give it a listen. I have no idea who this might be, but here is the audition tape someone at this station made for the now open Rangers play-by-play gig.
Third inning, according to the tower of the Friendly Mercantile.
It's Rhymes.
Wow.
And we are broadcasting hard by the temple. I'm Mike Reiner, tricing up and heaving to, milling about smartly on the tower of the Friendly Mercantile. All tuners set to 1310, or whatever station carries the Rangers. Rangers battling Klee, coming off a series with Nye, but let's not forget about the venerable Oak and C, who sit above Law. Top of the order, Tiny E steps up to the box, and here comes the pitch, and good God, I can't see what it was. What was that? Was that a home run or a strike? Was it a reverse grand slam? What's going on, Cat? Well, I think the Rangers won, or no, they didn't win. We're still in the middle of the game. Corby, Danny, you do the rest. Oh, they're not here. Well, don't forget, Ranger fans, petty theft at Jay Gilligan's tonight. Downbeat, 9:30 sharp. Gonna roll out a few new ones that I think will make you most pleased. I think we just had a couple more pitches thrown there to Tiny E. Little Red Shoes enjoying home field advantage tonight at the ballpark, hard by the temple.
Jeez.
Some activity in the Rangers' bullpen. Looks like a couple bicycle kicks for those boys out there.
Oh, no, not that again.
We want to thank Aunt Millie from Anna, Texas, for sending in some of her diarrhea surprise brownies. Got the brownies right here in this package.
Oh, why don't you put that on your resume, Ted?
So now Michael Young is batting. Looks like Michael Young. Good God, I can't see from here. Well, we'll make a few phone calls to find out if it is indeed one Michael Young. Speaking of, might do a little phonage here in a minute or two. Now here's Corby and Danny. Oh, still not here? Okay, all right.
Still not here.
The world just had several pitches thrown to Michael Young there.
Oh, it's falling apart.
All right, good God, I got to find out if this is Michael Young. All right, let me just climb up on this balsa wood ladder that I purchased at a flea market at a very reasonable price and lean over precariously with my binoculars.
Oh, good God. Oh, my God. Danny.
More of your crazy cowboy calls next.
Oh, no.
Boy, I don't know if he's going to get the job with that tape.
He probably shouldn't send that in.
Should clean it up a little bit.
Maybe watch tonight's game and do play-by-play on the screen there. Send that in.